Greg Slatchford here with another day page. Just for you. Very exciting, I know. Well, we'll start out this day page with some headlines. A federal judge has approved Detroit's bid to qualify for bankruptcy, putting the city on a path to financial recovery, but threatening the livelihoods of thousands of city workers. In a landmark decision that could harm retiree benefits nationwide, federal judge Stephen Rhodes ruled that federal bankruptcy law can override state laws that protect public pensions. That clears the way for Detroit to make major cuts to the health and retirement benefits of city employees. President Obama delivered a White House address Tuesday urging Americans to support his new health care law, despite its troubled rollout. Obama spoke days after the administration reported major improvements in the performance of the federal health care website after its plagued launch over the past 2 months. The United States has halted military shipments from Afghanistan through Pakistan due to protests against the U.S. drone war. In a statement, the Pentagon says it has suspended the removal of military equipment in Pakistan because of the dangers posed to truck drivers. Thousands of Pakistanis have taken part in protests and blockades along NATO supply routes in recent weeks to call for an end to U.S. drone strikes. The editor of the British newspaper The Guardian appeared before a parliamentary hearing on Tuesday to face questions on the publication of the surveillance leaks of Edward Snowden. Alan Rusbridger told British lawmakers his newspaper has published less than 1% of the leaked information it has received.
We continue to publish stuff, but it's about 1% of what we were given. I can't think of any story in recent times that has ricocheted around the world like this has, and which has been more broadly debated in parliaments, in the courts, amongst NGOs.
During his comments, Rusbridger said that he has met with British and U.S. intelligence officials more than 100 times since the Snowden leaks as part of an effort, quote, designed to intimidate, unquote. The Guardian agreed to destroy its trove of Snowden files in its London offices earlier this year after the British government threatened legal action. Of course, other copies of the documents remained in other Guardian offices around the world. Rusbridger was later asked if he loves his country.
Do you love this country?
How do you answer that kind of question?
We live in a democracy. Most of the people working on this story are British people who have families in this country who love this country. I'm slightly surprised to be asked the question, but yes, we are patriots. And one of the things we are patriotic about is the nature of the democracy and the nature of a free press and the fact that one can in this country discuss and report these things.
At the same hearing, a top British police official refused to rule out the prosecution of Guardian staffers for publishing Snowden's leaks, saying, quote, some people may have committed offenses, unquote. The European Court of Human Rights has opened a landmark hearing into Poland's complicity in torture for hosting a secret CIA prison. The court is examining the cases of two Guantanamo Bay prisoners who say they were subjected to mock executions, waterboarding, and other abuses, including claims of harm to their families. It is the first time a European country has been taken to court for allowing U.S. torture on its soil. A new study has rejected the theory that former Palestinian President Yasser Arafat was fatally poisoned with polonium. A team of Swiss scientists who examined Arafat's remains said last month their findings moderately support polonium poisoning as the cause of death. But now, a group of French investigators who also studied Arafat's tissue samples say they believe he died of brain hemorrhage and an intestinal infection. The French report says the polonium found in Arafat's body may have come from radon gas in his burial tomb. In the U.S., the House has approved a measure to extend the ban on manufacturing plastic guns for another 10 years. The ban was first imposed in 1988 for all plastic guns undetectable to security screening machines. It had been set to expire this month. The House measure is the first piece of federal gun legislation to be approved since the Newtown school massacre a year ago. It will likely be the only gun control measure to pass Congress this year after the Senate failure to expand background checks and ban assault rifles in April. The ban is unlikely to stop criminals from using the guns, and guns made with 3D printers that are now becoming commonly available are also undetectable by security screening machines. That's it for this Day Page. You can find all the Day Pages at daypage.net. It's a production of RadioInfoWeb.net, heard on the Liberty Radio Network. And I'll see you next time for another Day Page.